Now, you guys have a guy at Michigan, Stephen Aschilling, offensive guard, who is also a captain, which tells you about leadership. How good is he?
He's a great leader, a tough guy, you know, as tough as he can be, very, very intelligent. You know, he's an inside player. He played tackle and guard for us, mostly guard at the end. And I think he can play guard, maybe even play center. Very strong, will be able to learn schemes. I think he's got a chance. And then we have a big tackle, Perry Dorenstein, has got a chance. Unfortunately, we needed more guys that'd be up in the draft board, or I'd still be sitting in that office probably. But it was, you know, Schilling's a very good player, and I think he'll get maybe get drafted in the later rounds.
Listen, Michigan's a high football program, high-profile program. You and I talked about this when I was in Ann Arbor. Your exit from Michigan was disappointing to me. I understood it. I understand sort of. Were you mad? Were you? What were your feelings the day you were told the news?
Well, probably. I've had a month now, Colin, to reflect on, and usually when I'm coaching, I never reflected. I always looked forward. But looking back, it's probably more frustration than anything else, simply because, you know, it certainly wasn't what everybody wanted and what we wanted as far as wins and losses. But we were making progress, and the best was ahead of us, and the worst was behind us. I almost felt like Andy Dufresne, the Shawshank Redemption, you know, went through 300 yards of the foulest-smelling crap you can imagine, and we were finally getting to the good part at the end, and we didn't get a chance to do that with 18 or almost really 21 starters coming back and the player of the year in the league. We just thought it was all out in front of us and going to have a whole lot of fun, and the work that we put in to get to that point, we don't get a chance to see. But it was frustrating, and I think any coach is probably in that situation would tell you the same thing, and I think they'll have great success in the next few years.
Do you regret leaving West Virginia, where you were safe and you were successful for the bright lights?
And that's a very fair question. I never reflected before, but I think there are always regrets. And then looking back on it now, you know, I think, you know, the way things worked out, certainly there's regrets in that regard. But, you know, I've learned a lot. You know, I met a lot of great people. You know, not all the experiences were poor. There were some great experiences here and met a lot of outstanding people. But, I just wish we had a little bit more opportunity and time to succeed and finish the job. And again, you know, I know it's self-serving for me to say that, but I think that's the truth from where I'm coming from.
What's next for you? Your offense can win. It can score points. It was exciting. I mean, Michigan was fun to watch. You gave up too many points, but Rich, what's next for you?
Well, I still want to coach, and I'm as hungry now as I've ever been. And, you know, I've not been in this situation before. Other coaches have and bounced back. I'm hoping their opportunity. The timing of it wasn't ideal. You know, I think it's been tougher for coaches, you know, the guys on my staff to land, and there's some outstanding coaches. And, you know, I wish the timing would have been a little bit different. But I still want to coach. You know, unless something crazy happens, I don't know if it's, you know, that opportunity is going to come up, you know, right now or in the next couple months. But if not, I'll stay involved in the game somehow. And hopefully after next fall, get back into it again and be able to take a program and be able to finish the job. And I'm still confident in that we have a formula to have great success. And I just need to be in an opportunity situation where everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction.
Listen, we're going to have you on before the draft. I love that it's a huge year of Big Ten draft choices. Let me throw one more at you quickly. There's a linebacker out of Michigan State, Greg Jones. Not a burner. Does he translate? Is he a good NFL player?
Yeah, he's a football player. And I think, again, I think it's all about fit. And I know it sounds like coach speak.